Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
I hear it all the time. I'm buying it off. Why they talk? Don't even know what they want.
Don't Welcome, everybody. This is the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is the rebirth. We've been off the mics for a while, Poncho. It's about time that we get back and start talking to the people.
Sure is. And anyone who thought that 12 months of rehab was going to keep the amoebas of all media away from the airwaves, sorely mistaken. Tools, I just hope you're as excited as I am about this show. I walk in the studio here, you're sipping Fanta and listening to Half on a Baby, so let's get turned up, brother.
Oh, it's what an exciting week. I mean, what a week to come back and talk to the fans. I mean, this Eagles free agency period has to be the most exciting period of free agency I've ever experienced.
Yeah, well, probably the most exciting period of your life, my friend Tools. But it's been a while. It's been a while, brother. And you know what? I miss the fans. I miss the wonderfulness of the fans. And the fans surely miss the sensuality, the masculinity of us men. So here we are. We're everywhere on the internet, Tools. At The Voice Poncho on Twitter. This show's on iTunes, right?
Oh, we're on iTunes?
You're damn right it is.
I mean, we'll be tweeting it out. We'll be... check our Facebook page. I mean, this is what you want to listen to. But let's get right into the heart of the matter. And there's one question I have to ask you that everybody's wondering. And when it comes to the Eagles, do you trust Chip Kelly?
Well, Tools, not fully. I don't have the blind allegiance that At-Wiss Inc. has and some of these other Philly fans have. It's a wait and see for me. That's the kind of guy I am with Chip. But I'll tell you one thing. It's funny to watch people go from hot and cold on Chip. They love him one day, hate him the next, vice versa, whatever. I just know there was a flurry, a lot of activity, Tools, and this is a completely different team. The big three from the offense gone. Do you prefer what we have now to what we had last year?
Well, I saw something out there which I read and which kind of just sums it all up. Basically, the Eagles traded LeSean McCoy for a linebacker, Kiko, and for DeMarco Murray. I mean, to get an inside linebacker, which I think with that amount of talent is, and to get DeMarco Murray is a good trade. I mean, when it was happening, we were all like, what is he doing? But I think when it comes down to it, Chip knew what he was doing.
And let's not forget the hidden gem of this DeMarco move, Tools. His woman, I would run her extensively on long yardage situations. This woman, I'll plow it any day.
How about her nice green blazer? Yeah. I mean,
class, but also incredible voluptuousness, Tools.
It was just a treat. I mean, you're like, they signed DeMarco Murray. We're excited. They're following his plane. They're following his Escalade. And then she steps out of the car, and you're just like, welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah. And thank you for warming my Wranglers, getting my loins heated up. It's going to be a wonderful season, Tools, just for her alone.
One thing I don't really like, and sometimes I kind of offends me, is how quick everybody's just to rush LeSean McCoy out of here. I mean, he was 717. Yeah. He was Bishop McDevitt, went to Pitt, drafted by the Eagles, and everybody just wants to rush him out. That kind of offends me.
Yeah, he's got flash. He's got swag. As I said before, there's no such thing as swag in Buffalo, Tools. You can't even go up there and pop a hard on. So I don't know what kind of flash this guy's going to have, but I know one thing. I know we are missing McCoy, but one fan in particular, Tools, has been devastated by this move.
Major.
That is our man, Kenny Myers, at KennyM61 on Twitter. Kenny, you're the man. Your masculinity's everywhere, and we know that you miss McCoy more than anyone.
Kenny is such a fan. He bought a billboard and put it up thanking LeSean McCoy. I mean, what type of person does that?
I told you that's the way it should be. All of a sudden, everybody hates LeSean McCoy. I don't get it. I mean, they may say he didn't like Chip Kelly. They didn't get along. He didn't like the practice structure. But you never saw that. You know, it was never visible. It wasn't like some of the – even like an Iverson who made it clear he didn't like practice.
Oh, he didn't like practice.
Right. But McCoy never did that, Tools. So I don't hate McCoy. I like McCoy. Love the guy.
What do you think of the other? I mean, do you like the signing of Maxwell, the cornerback?
Well, let me propose you this, Tools. And I know you're not a thinking type. You're not the David, that's for sure. But would you rather have this Maxwell guy 6 for 63, or a guy like Revis, 3 for 60. Personally, I think Maxwell was surrounded by goodness in Seattle. It's kind of like me. I go to the club with duds around me. They look like studs all of a sudden. And I think that's the case with Maxwell. He was sort of boosted up by what was around him.
I definitely think they overpaid, but what option did they have? They had to get a corner. I mean,
Revis wasn't coming.
Did you want to see Bradley Fletcher again?
I sure didn't. Not any parts of him.
Yeah, so, I mean, they did what they had to do.
Yeah.
All in all, it's not a completed puzzle, but pieces are falling in place, as Chip said, and I think he knows what he's doing. Sometimes I swear he's playing chess, and the rest of the league is playing checkers, and they just can't catch up to him.
And the move everybody thinks is coming is the move of their queen, is the Mariota deal.
Oh, don't even get me started.
But I will, Tools. I'll start you on anything I want to start you on. And I think the Philly media is totally convoluted and missing the point of what's happening.
I get it. My take on the Marcus Mariota hype, it is nothing but ad-driven. Now, you say, what do you mean by that, voice? Is that what you're asking me? What do I mean
Absolutely.
By that?
Absolutely.
What I
mind.
Mean by that is people in the media get a lot of listeners. They get a lot of clicks on their website when they speculate that the Eagles are going to take Marcus Mariota.
Clickbait. It's called clickbait.
Let me put it out there for you, fans. There is zero, zero, zero chance that the Eagles are going to take Marcus Mariota. They never were going to take Marcus Mariota. But what happens is when they write an article that the Eagles are going to take Marcus Mariota, everyone clicks on their website and reads it.
Tools.
I feel it is almost irresponsible as a member of the media to keep pushing this agenda.
Yeah, Tools, get Mariota with what? Bradford? You kidding me? The only way this team would have a nightmare's chance in the Milky Way galaxy of getting Mariota would be to trade not only Bradford, not only picks, Tools, but a player like a Kendricks or a Fletcher Cox. You're going to have to put a load out there, and that's not happening.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. You'd have to put a player. You'd have to put a couple number ones. I'm not into it. But let me articulate my point. I pulled some clips that show how far this Philly media has gone to drive this point. First I got is Sal Palantonio on with Mike Missinelli. This is right after the Foles deal happened. He's all excited about the trade. Everybody listen to this.
He's the great Sal Palantonio. Sal, what's your reaction?
Not stunned.
As a matter of fact,
no way. This is the step. This is the first step in the process. This is how you get Marcus Mariota.
Obviously, this is how you get Marcus Mariota, Pancho. You trade for Bradford, you then bring him in here, and then you go and you trade for Mariota.
No, sorry, not happening. Bradford's here, and Sanchez is here as Bradford's safety net. That's exactly the plan here. That's why they're paying Sanchez the $16 million or whatever for 2 years. He's a safety net, Tools. We understand the injury risk with Bradford. So that's where Sanchez comes into play. And I don't think Sanchez is a primetime quarterback, not elite like a guy like me, but I think he can win with the guy.
So you say, okay, Sal Palantonio, you know, sometimes he just talks to talk to hear himself. So you say, let's get Ray Dittinger. Ray Dittinger, he is a conservative guy. He's been following football. He's been following football for 50 years. You know, he probably is not crazy. He's probably not pushing this Mariota agenda. Let's hear what Ray Dittinger had to say to Angelo on the morning show.
Now that it's sunk in, does it make any more sense to you?
No. No. No, it doesn't. I'm still, you know, I mean, I'm still sitting back and saying, okay, what's next? You know, because if this really is it, then it really makes no sense. It really doesn't. When all these things all started falling, you can either say falling together or falling apart. I don't know, but falling, let's say, in the last few days, you really got the feeling that, okay, this is all, you know, the end game here is Marcus Mariota.
Obviously, the end game is Marcus Mariota. This is these smart, intelligent Philadelphia media types that say, the only thing that makes sense is Marcus Mariota.
And Angelo Cataldi, for one, Tools, if I can make a point on him. I mean, the guy thinks he's this genius, but I'll tell you, and he's laughing at the laughter. But the only laugh he gets is when a female looks at his shorts, because this guy has nothing. He has no testosterone. He has nothing in his game. He has no knowledge. I can't stand the guy. And yeah, then he brings on Ray and sort of half humiliates Ray.
So,
stepped in a grave there.
Oh, I don't think he humiliated her. But So let's, you know, Chip Kelly, he did a press conference, and the wonderful Les Bowen, who to this day gets in our crawl because the voice and poncho, a couple years back, were at training camp. We were interviewing. We were talking to people, and it was horrible. It was the day that Andy Reid's son passed away, and we were in the media tent, mm-hmm. and all Les Bowen could do was complain about trucks were running over in the parking lot and were affecting his microphone, whatever. But Les Bowen decides to ask Chip about trading up for Marcus Mariota.
Do these deals mean you won't be trading up to draft Marcus Mariota?
Let's dispel that right now. You know, I think that stuff's crazy. You guys have been going with that stuff all along. I think Marcus is the best quarterback in the draft. We will never mortgage our future to go all the way up to go get some.
Okay, there it is. Why would you mortgage the future? The Eagles have a ton of holes. They need the draft picks. Would you give away 5-6 draft picks to move up to number? I don't even know where you got to get them.
Is that
six?
A joke?
I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, that leads into the draft. Okay, so we're both on board that they're not going to trade 7 picks in this year and next year's draft to go up to get Mariota. What are you looking for in the draft if you're the Eagles?
Well, Tools, there's no way they're going after Mariota. There's no. What do you think? DeMarco Murray came here to wait 2-3 years for Mariota to develop? I mean, get out of my face. But I'll tell you right now, I said it on Twitter a week ago before all this hubbub of free agency happened. What's happening is they're going O-line.
O-line.
I look at a guy like T.J. Clemmings out of Pitt. He's a tackle, big ass, beefy ass guy, kind of like me. He's a bit of a project, but he's a guy that can develop in a year or two and fill in when these old O-linemen go away. I also think, as a possibility, Tools, a receiver like Kevin White out of West Virginia, if he's there at 20, don't be surprised if they jump on him, because a priority here is O-line. Bigger priority is getting a wide receiver in here, because right now you're number one. Is a second-year guy, or else the racist Riley Cooper.
Sounds like you have the answers.
You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Obviously not. Thank you, Kanye.
Yeah.
I do agree.
I don't like that blonde hair, by the way, like Kim.
Oh, you don't like Kim's blonde hair?
But I'd handle it any day of the week.
Listen, Kim is an attractive woman. I appreciate her looks. But whatever she's doing to her face, she is morphing into looking odd. Okay, you got the body and everything. Quit injecting your lips and doing your cheeks. I mean, just look what happened to Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a woman now. Sight, I mean,
but don't get me wrong, Tools. If I come across Kim, I'm going to handle it.
Why? Because
I'm a tit man.
Extreme.
I like big ass boobs.
Oh, really? Well, let Kenny Powers
what
tell
do you like, personality?
No, listen, I think Kim Kardashian is an attractive woman. I'm just saying she's on the verge of looking like a freak show. But, okay. I digress. Let's not get. So you're saying they're going offensive line, wide receiver. I mean, obviously, I don't think they're going to draft a running back.
Not anymore. No.
Okay, so that kind of.
Whoa. Tools. Who are they taking with the first pick? You tell me.
Oh, I don't know, but if I'm guessing, I think they take an offensive lineman. Yeah. I think they take a guard, but I can't give you names. I'm not that smart.
Well, we all know that, Tools. But, yeah, there's no Mariota coming out of this, Tools.
That's one thing I think we can bet our life on. So what do you want to talk about now? You have this chick you want to talk about?
I absolutely
Can I play
do.
The drop? Can Please. I play the drop? Molly.
Indeed, the beautiful starlet, Molly Sullivan, Tools. And this is what we call 60 seconds with Molly. First of all, it'd take you 8 seconds. But for a guy like me, 60 seconds wouldn't be enough of Molly Sullivan, but for the show purposes, Tools, we will get on Molly Sullivan. And I'll tell you what, the only thing I'm pretty much seeing on Twitter from her lately is, you know, push-up brassieres.
Well, nothing
she's
wrong with that.
She's putting it out there, Tools, and she's on the market, which is available.
We're going to treat all you women, woo, the way women ought to be treated.
Would you give her the Ric Flair?
Tools, I would.
Woo!
You will.
I would absolutely. Well, but Tools,
what about her reporting?
Who the hell cares about the reporting, Tools? I haven't watched a single report. I've just been staring at her assets. But let me tell you one thing I came across, Tools. I study. I get inside stories. And the one negative on Molly Sullivan, she's got bad feet, Tools. You ever see her?
At
they're bony.
Point?
She's got that middle toes longer than the big toe thing going on. And me, I'm the kind of guy, I appreciate a nice pair of heels, nice pair of open-toed shoes. But I'll tell you what, Tools. Like, she got bad feet there. The upper half is what really brings
it home. I don't
want
to get too into it, but you confided in me that you have not watched one Sixers game the whole year.
No, but she'd be the only reason to watch.
So I watch Sixers games all the time, and you don't even watch them. I call shenanigans on you. You're not a true Philadelphia fan. You don't even watch the Sixers.
Tools, the fact that you watch the Sixers all year is a demonstration of your loneliness and loserism. Who would watch this team? There's one guy in the team that's going to be a part of the rebuilding. And if you're telling me Nerlens Noel is a reason to spend 3 hours a night watching some bum team, then you need to get a life, brother. Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend a guy like you. You're a close personal friend of mine. But you need to get some personal life.
Tell your bitch to stop sassing me.
I enjoy watching Nerlens Noel play. Since the All-Star break, he has been improving at a tremendous clip. I think sometimes you should possibly watch the Sixers and appreciate what's happening here. I don't think you even grasp what's going on.
Thanks anyway, Tools. I get out like a social butterfly, and I mingle a little bit out of the house. I'm not glued to my TV. But speaking of wonderfulness, this show, this rebirth episode here at The Voice Poncho on Twitter, The Voice of Poncho Radio on Facebook. But, hey, it doesn't happen for free, Tools. We got a sponsor, and we appreciate it. Anybody have photography needs? Whip on down to Jihad Lens in South Philly, where we always get the best shot. Come in now, Tools, a special. Get a photo with a real terrorist. Wallet size are on sale right now. Thank you, Jihad Lens, for making all this happen.
All right, that's our sponsor, I guess. Now we're going to do our little Twitter segment. I mean, one thing about The Voice and Poncho, we have been all about Twitter ever since we started. When was our first show that we...
Four or five years ago.
I mean, so what we're going to do is we want to divulge into some Twitter interactions that we've had. I mean, we were talking to Howard Eskin this week. Who are you tweeting with? Nobody.
I tweet with everybody. Right. Nobody has a bigger Twitter than Poncho.
But the point I want to make about Twitter is free agency in the NFL and Twitter have been just a miraculous thing. It has changed the way people get their news. It's changing everything. You're on there. You're refreshing your timeline. You're wondering what's going on. But what happens from this, Poncho? Irresponsible reporting. This is something you can kind of talk about. And what I want to know is, as a reporter, should you have two sources before you run with a story?
Of course, Tools. But you know what you have? You have 150 Philly, quote-unquote, writers, reporters chasing all the same story. And basically what you have is one or two guys that are really tuned in, really into the pipeline, and 148 Zach Bermans, this 13-year-old guy doesn't get the scoop on what his mom's making for dinner. It's dope!
All right. Now, what I wanted to do here for our listeners is I was following some tweets during free agency, and I just wanted to see how accurate these Philadelphia reporters were, so we're going to go through a couple, all right? Here, this is from the John and Sean Show, at John and Sean Show. This is what they said. This was the night before Macklin went to Kansas City, I think. It says, hearing from a source close to the Eagles. Notice that one source. Macklin and Sanchez are coming back. The announcements of the deals should come tonight. Oh, did Macklin ever come back here? No. What happened about 2 hours later? Sean Brace from his account. Let me make this clear. I have no idea who tweeted that. Thanks. Okay, so everybody that's on Twitter looking for that, they got bad information. Here's another one I want to go into. Matt Lombardo from 97.5. Obviously, this guy's responsible. He's checking his sources. On the Brandon Graham front, from what I've been told, it's radio silence since the middle of last week. Eagles don't seem to be in play. Oh, thanks for that news. Let's go to our favorite, my favorite, Elliot Shore Parks. He lets us know, as I reported last night, Frank Gore, the deal is done. It should be announced Tuesday. Oh, thanks for that, Elliot.
Yeah, it's awful in that way, Tools. But I'll tell you what, I gotta admit, I'm the kind of guy that hates to be glued to his phone, but I was a little exhilarated this week with watching Twitter because it is exciting to unfold.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Then Elliot, you're done usually pretty quick. That's why I started.
Then Elliot Short Parks tweeted out, Eagles continuing strong pursuit of Devin McCourty. Looking good. Next tweet. Since I get, Eagles are very confident they're going to get McCourty. Thanks a lot for that, Elliot. Did they sign McCourty? No.
I think they came close to McCourty.
What? These guys drive me nuts. And then, after all these deals are done and everything, after all that, all the speculative tweeting, what does Elliot Shore Park say? He says, hey, the Eagles can release Sam Bradford and not pay a dime. It would save them $12 million. So the Philadelphia Eagles beat reporter lets you guys know, hey, maybe the Eagles are going to cut Sam Bradford. That wouldn't cost $12 million against the cap. Moron.
Yeah, and you ever see this Shore Parks guy with Berman on Comcast?
Could they get on the Super Duper Looper? Would they be tall enough to get on the Super Duper Looper?
These midgets, these dwarves.
Remember that little
bad suits?
Remember that little wood thing they go? It would hit the top of their head.
Speaking of bad suits, Tools, talking about good fashion, a couple of socialites like us really looking good here, Tools. I got a Gucci on. Is this Da Vinci or?
I think that's J. Crew.
It's pretty, king of the demo.
Thank you very much.
It's beautiful, but these guys have no idea how to dress, have no idea how to report.
Before we're done, I got one more. So my theory is these guys, they want to be the first one to have the news so that people click on their stories or whatever. So after all this is done, Elliot Shore Parks has the balls, and I'm saying the balls.
For your information, I have full-size balls.
To report this. Thank you, everybody, that followed along the past couple days. I've gotten 4,700 replies since Tuesday. You've got 4,700 replies because all you tweet out is bullshit. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, and I don't trust anyone with a hyphen name to begin with, Tools. Sorry. Your credibility shot. But why don't we get to the goodness of Twitter? Following a week?
Okay, who are you going with?
I got one, and I got a beautiful, wonderful one. At Josie Canseco. This is the Home Run King's daughter. And she is of legal age, Tools, but she's a legit model. I'm telling you right now, at Josie, Josie, Canseco, this is a beautiful little vixen, Tools. I'm telling you right now, it's blonde, and it's very well defined everywhere. I would tackle it. Follow it.
Okay, my follow of the week is at Elliot Shore Parks, because I can't stand this guy. I can't explain to you how much he ticks me off. I would like the listeners to follow him and look at the crap that he's spewing out there that you have to deal with, possibly tweet at him and tell him he's an idiot. Yeah. There's my follow of the week.
Indeed, Tools. And happy Friday the 13th.
Wait, what about
anyway?
At The Voice Poncho? That's got to be a follow.
Well, everybody already follows us, Tools. Give me a damn break here. And get to all our feeds. We're on Facebook, where we post a lot of beautiful photos. YouTube, we got an account.
Yeah, we'll be on YouTube.
Videos will be all over the place there. But this is everybody's favorite part of the show, Tools. Not to wind down, not to get to the end of it. It's not over. Flavor and the Flub of the Week.
Okay. Now, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Tools, I'm never in line for sloppy seconds. I'm first to bat all the time. So the Flavor of the Week, Tools, I'll put it out there for you right now. And it's at Kenny M61, Kenny Myers. We've already mentioned him. This guy's a real man, and he's a real fan. Kenny Myers, thank you for your diligence and your attention to this show. We appreciate you.
So he's your Flavor of the Week.
He is.
My Flavor of the Week was that wonderful gift all Philadelphia fans were given. DeMarco Murray's, I don't know if it's his girlfriend or his wife.
Whatever.
Whatever she is, just Google her name, do an image search. It is so nice to see it. But on a serious note, I have one more flavor. Today, Chip Kelly went to the funeral of the slain police officer in Philadelphia, and he gave his son do you remember the officer's name?
Robert Wilson.
Yeah, he gave his son an autographed football and attended the service. So all these people, sometimes the media especially, get furious at Chip Kelly because he doesn't listen to them or he doesn't do interviews for them. Who cares? I mean, he's a good guy, and I just think there's good things coming from him. He's my true Flavor of the Week.
A good one, Tools. And I'll admit that during that press conference, you know, because you're talking to the fans there, he rubbed me a bit the wrong way. It made me want to just encounter him physically and let the chip fall where he may. But, yeah, that was a class move. And
who's your flub?
No, I will stay on a very serious note, Tools, flub. Now, SAE fraternity out of Oklahoma there with the racism they displayed.
That's it. My flub of the week.
Even worse, Tools, than when your sorority behavior back when you were an I date a guy messing with your boy Cecil. But yeah, but SAE, flub of the week.
Okay, can I give you my flub of the week? This is just, it's just embarrassing. Ruben Amaro Jr., okay? He said that he didn't think that Cliff Lee's injury was going to keep him from playing. Ruben Amaro, get with it. It's over. Cliff Lee is done. He's never going to pitch again.
Yeah. Hey, Tools, thanks again. I had you over for beers and a wonderful game of cards with about 10, 15 other people. You left me 36 cents for beer money, brother. Appreciate it.
So everybody tweet at us. I mean, we're back. We are here to take on people. We're going to confront people. This is the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. Have a good night. She choose a club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut of she choose a squad going up. Nobody flipping packs now. I just did three in a row. Them shows is back to back to back now. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no motherfucking time. The party on the weekend. Tell Jello, bring the juice. We about to get lit. Fill the room up with some things. One night off and this is it. Always working OT. Overtime and not all time. Shit is crazy back home. It kills me that I'm not around. I think we getting too deep. Shit I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs.